day 19. And do not lead us into temptation. Congratulations, it's your 19th day. May I pray for you right now? My Father, you know the battles and temptations that my friend may be facing. But I know that you want to make him or her a conqueror. You said that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, and I believe that's the truth. We are more than conquerors. In Jesus' name, amen. You're now entering into the secret place, into intimacy with the Father. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray about our temptations. In the New Living Translation, it says, "And don't let us yield to temptation." Matthew 6:13. Here's a promise from the Word of God for those who stand firm against temptation. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. And remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, "God is tempting me." God is never tempted to do wrong, and He never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. So don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. James 1, 12-17. Temptation is the desire to do something that God rejects and forbids. It's not sin yet, but it's an open door to sin. And sin produces death, separation from God. That's why it's important to bring your temptations and battles to the Lord. He understands you. The Bible says that He Himself has gone through suffering and testing. He's able to help us when we are being tested. Hebrews 2:18. I invite you today to bring your temptations to the Lord. Share your battles, what's enticing you that doesn't glorify Him. Speak to Him freely right now. As you listen to Victor's Crown by Darlene Check, realize once again that Jesus is victorious. He carried not only your sins on the cross, but also your battles. In the Garden of Gethsemane, He was tempted to give up, but said, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Luke 22:42. Because Jesus paid the price for your freedom, God is going to help you in your battles today. He's going to make you victorious over temptation. Now take a moment to listen to God in silence. As we finish, let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Congratulations. Throughout this day, remember you're not alone in your temptations. The Lord is so close to you and will help you. Write down what came to mind during the time of silence, extending this time if you'd like. I'll see you tomorrow for the 20th day. Have a beautiful day in His presence. Thank you.